and let humaneness in.
While Secretary Clinton in London said she couldn't predict what would happen in the days ahead,
there will be a breaking point.
She said the pressure on Assad will continue to mount from all sides, including militarily. The opposition, she said, will grow increasingly capable.
They will, from somewhere, somehow, find the means to defend themselves as well as begin offensive measures.
Clinton said there's growing evidence members of Assad's regime are already looking for an exit strategy. Tammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Two American soldiers were shot dead today by a man in an Afghan army uniform during protests over burnt Qurans. That gunfire was to disperse the protesters. The Taliban says it hopes to see more such attacks on Americans. A new study says there are 500,000 Afghan people who are refugees in their own country.
They are weak. They have no one to protect. They are by themselves. So there are no health facilities, nothing there for them. Even for the children, no schools there.
Amnesty International spokesman T. Kumar.
Last month, around 28 children were frozen to death in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan.
And he says the conditions are only getting worse. Two Marine Corps helicopters, a Cobra gunship, and a Huey collided in the night air over the California desert. Seven Marines died.
We can't make any assumptions that it was the nighttime that caused it, that it was the mountains that caused it. We're not going to assume anything until the investigation is over.
Marine Lieutenant Marine Dooley at Miramar Air Base. The next positive sign for economic recovery may be automobile sales, a projection from J.D. Power.
14 million sales would still be well below pre-recession levels, but it would be a good sign of recovery. Jeff Schuster, who heads the forecasting team at LMC Automotive, says the underlying economic signs are solid.
Where unemployment levels are, we're seeing those lower than expected. The strength of the economy is starting to get some traction.
While high gas prices remain a risk, analysts say industry fundamentals are better than they were when gas prices spiked back in 2008. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The number of first-time unemployment check applications last week, same as the week before, 351,000.
At least one half of the ledger is on track. The layoffs, the firing has slowed down, and now it seems as though the hiring is beginning to pick up in earnest as well.
Wells Fargo economist Tim Quinlan, Wall Street, the Dow up 34 points, NASDAQ's gained 16, oil almost $108 a barrel. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and for weeks to come, look toward the western sky just after twilight. We'll have a crescent moon, Venus and Jupiter in alignment. And though the moon will move away after a couple of days, the two planets will remain close and even closer well into March from our viewpoint. This is CBS News.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
20% of Florida's blueberries froze this month, which might mean a temporary price spike.
The freezes created a shortage of Florida blueberries, but the crop damage was even worse in Georgia. That means you could be paying up to 20% more for Florida blueberries. Growers say they have to raise prices to make up for the loss during a short window of opportunity. Florida is the sole U.S. supplier of fresh blueberries from late March to early May. That's when other states start chipping in and chipping away at Florida growers' profits. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Police say he was a con man, but not convincing enough, in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say the man walked into a Denny's restaurant, announced he was the new manager sent over from corporate, and proceeded to make himself a cheeseburger and fries. He told employees the memo was on the way, relax. The real manager didn't buy it. He called the police, but the guy ate the burger and the fries before they got there. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Is your home in need of a makeover? Now's your chance to be one of four homeowners to win Lowe's gift cards totaling $100,000 for the My Lowe's Home Makeover Sweepstakes. Enter today at Facebook.com/Lowe's. And with spring right around the corner, save 20% on the Scott's fertilizer you need now, plus what you'll need next when you buy both bags. Lowe's, never stop improving. Scott's offer valid through 3/19/12. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern on 2/28/12. No purchase necessary, subject to official rules at Facebook.com/Lowe's.
I should be playing Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze right now because it's just beautiful outside. It's just a gorgeous day. Take the rest of the day off. You have my permission.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Hey, just take it off. Don't worry about it. You've worked hard enough. That's third day with the heck. Hi, you're Bill Benica, 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Well, thanks for joining me. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. I have phone numbers in case you want to call in. 786-2578. That's 786-2578. And 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. Last story on the news today, did you hear it? A guy goes into a Denny's. He says, I'm the new manager. Corporate will let you know about it. And so then he gets his stuff together, and he decides to make a hamburger and some fries. And so he goes and does it, and then they realize that he's not nothing to do with Denny's, and he just came in to make himself a hamburger and fries, so they call the police. And then he ate the hamburger and fries and everything before the police ever got there. What that's called, of course, a grand sham.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica, the Friends and Neighbors Network.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake a duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Hey, let's do our highlight in history according to the Tribune today and see what's going on. Our highlight in history on February 23rd, 1942, the first shelling of the U.S. mainland during World War II occurred as the Japanese sub fired on an oil refinery near Santa Barbara, causing little damage. On this day in 1836, the siege of the Alamo began in San Antonio, Texas. 1954, the first mass inoculation of children against polio with the Salk vaccine began in Pittsburgh. And that same year, I think I got it too. 1965, film comedian Stan Laurel died in Santa Monica. He was 74. In 1981, an attempted coup began in Spain as 200 members of the Civil Guard invaded Parliament, taking lawmakers hostage.
or the attempt to collapse 18 hours later. 1 year ago, when a major policy reversal, the Obama administration said it would no longer defend the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act, a federal law banning recognition of same-sex marriage. And there's more in the news on that today. Actor Peter Fonda is 72. Pro College Football Hall of Famer Fred Biletnikoff is 69. Rock musician Brad Whitford from Aerosmith is 60. Rock musician Michael Wilton from Queens Rich is 50. And actress Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning, the little girl, you know, she's 18 now. Dakota Fanning's 18. So happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's your.
Happy birthday to you.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Your favorite reporter, Bill Ray. Let's find out what's going on. About a dozen homeless residents spoke out at the San Luis Obispo City Council meeting last Tuesday night against a recent crackdown by police who have ticketed people sleeping overnight in their vehicles. Homeless residents such as Karen Frickle said they feel singled out by law enforcement who bang on their cars, wake them up, and then ticket them for camping. We're not camping, we're living, she said. As of January 26, 2011, there was an estimated 3,774 homeless living in vehicles, tents, and on the streets of San Luis Obispo. Of those, reports show as many as 40% work at least 20 hours per week. State Manager Kay Lichtig said the law enforcement crackdown is most likely the result of complaints from residents about people overnight on Prado Road and Long Street. I don't know exactly who would complain about it on Prado Road. There's nothing there that anybody would ask about overnight. No other residences anywhere there. But anyway, okay. So once again, the issue becomes, is it against the law to be poor? Okay. Other things are happening. Please, get to the other things that are happening, would you? I'm taking a deep breath, see if there's anything. All right. The attorney for the Itasca woman who crashed into Highway Patrol officer in 2010 filed a motion for a new trial last week. In August, a jury convicted Kaylee Weisenberg of a second-degree murder and gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. Weisenberg crashed into and killed CHP officer Brett Oswald while driving on South River Road on June 27th of 2010. The jury concluded that Weisenberg was under the influence of methamphetamine when she crossed a double yellow line and hit Oswald, who was attending to a disabled vehicle. During the trial, testimony of several witnesses for the defense focused on the drug recognition evaluation, or the DRE, performed on Weisenberg at Twin Cities Community Hospital in Templeton. Following that crash, Weisenberg passed the DRE. Weisenberg's hearing for a new trial is set on April on the same day she is scheduled to be sentenced. Which leads to, you know, just because you're a schmo in the past doesn't mean that they can use that against you in a new trial. But we'll see what happens. All right, and then Grover Beachman also pled no contest to a charge that followed the drug overdose death of his 17-year-old sister, was sentenced to 91 days credit for time served in the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Thomas Evo Macy allegedly provided the sister methadone. She was found dead from a multiple drug overdose in the morning of May 5th in the Pomo home that Macy shared with his girlfriend. As part of a plea agreement, the charge of furnishing methadone for a minor was dropped. Ian Funky Blue, the Funk Monster, Macy's attorney successfully argued that his client was both a defendant and a victim, had lost the most precious person in his life. Let me make sure, but I think that's going to cover it today. And then this reminder, we're going to have Karen Vili in tomorrow, and she'll be here right around the same time. And we'll talk to Karen about our weekend review and talk about things that come up this week and things that are yet to come. So that's our CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Introducing the Lexus NForm App Suite. Available now. on the all-new 2013 Lexus GS. There's no going back.
In the morning, I check the headlines on Google News. Send some personal email using Google's Gmail. I may check Google Maps for driving directions. Later at work, I remember to do a Google search for plumbers. I also need to do research for this story. More searches. Later, I'll glance at my Google Calendar for appointments. Upload some videos to YouTube. And maybe I'll log on to Google Plus, the company's growing social network. And some variation of this happens almost every single day.
Google knows almost everything about you.
That's why privacy watchdogs like Peter Eckersley are sounding the alarm about Google's new privacy policy. Beginning next month, the company is going to keep track of your activity across all of its sites and build a profile of you. Google says it will use the information to improve its services. Services where, for example, a user is more likely to get better search results.
We'll understand that when you search for Jaguar, you're looking for a Jaguar.
Critics say the company is stomping on privacy to bolster its advertising and in turn increase its profits.
If there are things that you want to keep private about your life, those records are all in there. If there are things that you actually need to prevent other people from knowing about you, those will be in there.
Those already nervous about the company's influence pounced when it became known last week that Google exploited a known weakness in Apple's Safari browser, bypassing the browser's privacy settings.
When I first found what Google was doing, I thought I had it wrong. I thought I had to have it wrong.
Jonathan Mayer is the Stanford researcher who uncovered the Safari breach. On the surface, he says it may not seem like a serious transgression. Google's code was being used only to target ads, and users' personal information was never collected. But for some, web searches believed to be private were not. And that, Mayer says, opens the door to private information being exposed by rogue employees, internet hacking, and more.
Does it get disclosed because an employee is evil, because the company messes up? Does it get disclosed because the government demands it?
As for the new policy, Google acknowledges that, quote, people have different privacy concerns. Our goal is to be clear about what information we collect so that you can make meaningful choices about how it is used. The bottom line, people use Google because it offers important and useful services that are also free.
At this point, absolutely have to trust Google. And in a sense, on one hand, Google is probably more trustworthy than a lot of these other big technology companies. But because they know so much about us, we have to hold them to a higher standard of trust.
Now, if you're among those concerned about your privacy on Google, the company points out that its privacy controls won't change. Users still have the option of editing or deleting their search history, but if you don't want to be tracked in the first place, the easiest solution is this. Just sign out of your account, and all of your searches will be anonymous. Dan Simon, CNN, San Francisco.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Told you, they know everything about you right there. You're going to go on the internet. That's what it's about. That's it right there. All right. Bill, this is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors news down this beautiful, beautiful Thursday. It's absolutely gorgeous out, and the weather wizard says it's going to start to get cooler, but not a lot of rain in the forecast yet, so we're still good to go on that. All right, other things in the news today. Let's get to what's going on out there. Should we do the gossip first? Let's get the gossip out of the way right here, because here's an interesting story. Here's a man who claims to be the world's shortest, a 72-year-old who says he is 22 inches tall, will meet with Guinness officials on Sunday. Now, He's what do they call him? Little people. He's a little person, and he's from India. And so he had never been out of his little village or anything before, you know. And so now he's all excited because he went to Kathmandu, and he's going to talk to the people at the Guinness Records. Now, here's the interesting thing. I'm just going to be very honest about it. Here's a picture of this man. And this man's head is half of his height. He's got a very large head compared to the rest of his body. And it wasn't that way until somebody said he might be able to get in the Guinness Book of Records. So I thought, well, I should just let you know that. Other things are going on. Man accused of dealing drugs had his luck run out when he won $2,500 playing blackjack at a casino near Philly. Altoona police say 34-year-old Mateen Johnson was arrested Saturday because he had to produce identification to cash out his winnings. And the officials learned that Johnson was wanted for drug offenses in Altoona and called authorities. The reason he was there, he said, he was trying to make bail. From when he got caught. Okay, we got the thing there. All right, and then the vice president is hitting the road to what the White House wrote as Rhode Island, R-O-A-D, instead of R-H-O-D-E, a release outlining Joe Biden's plans for the week showed him traveling to Providence and misspelled Rhode Island for a campaign event today. The vice president is scheduled to visit Boston, Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts, of course, and Manchester, New Hampshire on the same day. They updated the schedule, they fixed it, and all that kind of stuff. There's an ad on TV right now where they've got, instead of having the word N-O, they have the word K-N-O-W. I don't know how you get that. That could be confused, but I saw it with my own eyes. Now, I have to apologize for something, and it's because, you know, Mr. Technology here doesn't carry a cell phone that has all the up-to-date information, you know, with his emails and all that kind of stuff. And so I just have a computer at home that I look at, and I go, okay, here's my emails. And so Welcome Home War Heroes, so I got the original message that said it was going to be yesterday at 3 o'clock. And so then, or I'm sorry, 5 o'clock. And then it turns out that it was changed to 8 o'clock at night. And I didn't know that until today when I checked my email again. And there was a correction, a whoops. And so if you showed up early and you said, it's good, Bill Benica told me to be here at this time, I really, really apologize to you. I'm not exactly sure what I can do. Yeah, maybe what I can do is give him an email address here and I can check or something. And we'll find out. I don't know. I don't know. It could work or not work. I don't know. But I feel bad about it. All right. Another thing's going on. X Factor runner-up gets reason to crow. Rachel Crowe was a tearful runner-up on the X Factor, but she's a winner now. The 14-year-old singer has signed a series deal with a Nickelodeon channel and a recording contract with Sony's Columbia Records. So the big voice teenager made a dramatic exit from X Factor in December. Crowe collapsed on stage after she was voted off by viewers. Anyway, but now she's going, guess what? I got the big contract. I got an independent contract now with Sony Music. And actually, you know, I don't know about this show, but they talked about American Idol. I looked it up. And the American Idol contract really is it's kind of a bummer. The person that wins American Idol, you're locked in that contract for like 5 years, and it's not that great a deal for you. Honest to gosh. So the people that are the runners up in this deal, they do better, it seems like. That doesn't seem like. They do better. Bonham Carter gets a royal honor. Helena Bonham Carter, married to Tim Burton, whose regal roles included Red Queen and Alice in Wonderland, and the mother of Queen Elizabeth II in the King's Speech, has been honored by the British monarch for serving to drama. Bonham Carter was made a commander of the Order of the British Empire, or CBE, by the Queen at Buckingham Palace ceremony. She was there with her husband, director Tim Burton, and children Billy Ray 8 and Nell 4. Renowned for her bohemian-style sense, the 45-year-old attended the ceremony Wednesday in a red tartan patterned dress and miniature top hat. In case you want to know what the fashion part of it was. I'm sure you did. Okay, so Lindsay Lohan's in the home stretch, for God's sake. She drew praise Wednesday from a judge who said the actress was one court hearing away from putting a long-running drunken driving case behind her. Ms. Lohan, you're in the home stretch, Superior Judge Stephanie Sauter told the actress. She's due back in court March 29th for what could be her final court appearance if she stays out of trouble. The model actress is attempting a career comeback and is scheduled to host Saturday Night Live on March 3rd. Such as her career was, to make a comeback. But anyway, there is right there. This judge likes Lindsay Lohan. Can I be honest with you? Let's be honest. Can we be honest here? Can we talk? She likes Lindsay Lohan. She's given Lindsay Lohan breaks that, you know, the average soul would never have seen. So that's which is the way it works. All right. Big thing. This isn't Comic-Con, but this is the same thing that's worse than insane and insane and worse than insane. Comic book collection commands $3.5 million. Copy that received the highest bid at auction features the new Batman. Here's what some of these comics are worth. Are you ready for this? Number 27, the Detective Comics number 27, which sold for 10 cents in 1939 and featured the debut of Batman, brought in $523,000. Action Comics number 1, the 1938 issue featuring the first appearance of Superman, sold for $299,000. I always thought that was the most expensive comic, but anyway. Another one, Batman number 1 from 1940, sold for $275,000, and Captain America number 2, a 1941 issue with a frightened Adolf Hitler on the cover, brought in about $114,000. Just to let you know that, you know, the old thing about if your mom threw out your comic books and then you're all torqued off, you should be. You should be. Mom, you should never have done it. You should never, ever, ever have done it. I didn't have a lot of comic books, but I have to tell you the truth, and this is just the way life is, you know. So when I went in the service, and then I came back out of the service, you know, anything I'd ever owned, my brothers had purloined and sold or done whatever they did with it. I never think. I have a pair of socks left. Everything is gone. Everything. Yeah, like, it's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So they had the big debate again last night, and it's, I don't know, it's a shoulder shrug, you know. It's like, okay, fine. So they had the debate, and the same things were said back and forth, and then everybody's jockeying for position. It's kind of like, okay, okay, okay. I have a strong feeling the way things are going, both with our current president and with those that offer themselves as our next president, that I might be writing in something this year. I may be a write-in. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. We'll see how life goes. Caution is key for slow budget. City is making progress in closing its deficits, but property taxes and salary cuts are crucial. So they have to get the city employees to agree to a salary cut, which they have not yet done, and they're at an impasse with that. And then what's happened is a lot of people have had their homes reappraised by the county assessor's office because, you know, everybody's home values have gone down. And so and those reappraisals, the property tax drops. So what they're saying is they've lost out on, let's see, $425,000 in expected revenue from that, and that's just from property taxes. So they're, you know, that's because those things have gone down. All right, now nobody likes it. Nobody enjoys it. You know, it's not meant to be enjoyed. It's meant to be preventative. But here's what they say. Colonoscopy cuts cancer death rate by 53%. 53%. It's like, you know, you may think, I can't be doing this. But guess what? It works. It works. And I'll I feel like if President Reagan can talk about it, I feel that I can also talk about it, even though I don't really want to talk about it exactly. But, you know, here's the deal. So I was lucky the last time I had a colonoscopy done, they found some polyps, and they cut them off and everything, whatever they do. And then they checked them to make sure they weren't cancerous, which luckily they weren't. But anyway, but, you know, they it's a good thing to do. Good thing. Good thing to do if they give you a lot of drugs to do it.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at starautomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
The following is a public service message from this station and calltorecycle.org. Chances are you already recycle paper, glass, and plastic, but it's just as important to recycle used rechargeable batteries. They're the kind you find in power tools, cell and cordless phones, laptops, and other cordless electronics. It's easy and it's free. To learn more, call 877-2-RECYCLE or visit us online at calltorecycle.org. Just remember, if it's rechargeable, it's recyclable.
Hi, this is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande. Our Ohana can't thank Radio Central Coast enough for helping us define our Aloha spirit over the airwaves. We've always believed in the power of advertising, and the staff at Radio Central Coast has made it so easy and affordable to reach and grow our customer base. If you're looking for advertising that really works, give Radio Central Coast a call today and give your business a jump start into 2012. Call 786-2570. Again, that number is 786-2570. Take it from us at Red Dirt Coffee House. We consider Radio Central Coast a valuable business partner and truly thank them for helping us reach our goals one delicious cup of Aloha at a time.
If you would like to advertise with Radio Central Coast, call 786-2570.
Okay, you ready? Take one. Take it from us at Red Dirt Coffee House. God. We have always believed in the power of...
Thank you.
Dun, dun, dribbly out there, dribbly, dribbly. There you go, right there. That's this is music for meditation, relaxation, and all that kind of stuff is what it's called. And so there you are. And I was meditating while that was going on, trying to figure out exactly why the notes didn't follow each other on that, if I can understand. Hi, you're Bill. This is Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. It is 12:32 right now, and beautiful outside. It's completely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Nose of the Grindstone, gang. Nose of the Grindstone. Okay. Other things that are going. Let's see. Let's see what I have up here. Let me find out what I, because I've got some video stuff that I think it's audio. It's got audio to it that I think is useful. So let me see what I've collected here. Well, here's the thing. Holy, this is a sense of humor right here. You know what I'm saying? Zoo welcomes a baby aardvark. That's a good looking animal there. Yeah, you gotta know that. Get something that looks that good every day.
Ears like a donkey, tail like a big rodent, and a snout right out of the nearest barnyard. No, it's not an anteater. It's the first aardvark born here at Brookfield in 10 years.
Aardvarks are animals that are not generally found in a lot of zoos. There's only about 28 aardvarks in 12 zoos in North America.
So for all aardvark fans, there's reason to celebrate because the little he, she, or it, who weighed just 5 pounds at birth, is now up to 15. And the rest of the physical goes well, too. The baby aardvark is in double-A condition.
Oh, it's great. We had a couple of minor wounds that he had in the past, and we're checking him now, and all the wounds are healed. He, as you can see, is very strong and very antsy. He seems to be doing perfectly well.
Right now, it is spending some time here in the zoo hospital and also behind the scenes with its mother, Jessie. Jessie is nocturnal, so the baby is with her during the daylight hours for feeding. Then at night and the morning hours, he, she, or it gets that tender, loving human care.
We still don't know if he's a male or a female.
Why can't you find out?
Well, they don't normally have external genitalia, so we can't tell until they are mature. That will take probably at least a year.
So, yes, it is an aardvark, not an anteater. It does eat some ants, but it's just a plain old aardvark. And by the way, that word means earth pig.
Obviously, they are an animal that looks like a pig because they have a long snout, kind of looking like a pig. And then they are found primarily in burrows.
It, in the wild, would eat thousands of termites a day. This formula replicates that diet.
Don't ask me how. Don't ask me how you can have a liquid that replicates the taste of a termite. But I guess I'm not a scientist. I don't know how they do these things. Okay, that's the story of our aard work today. That's a weird looking thing. It really is. You know, with the piggy nose and the donkey ears and the rat tail and the whole, what is that? Then look at a giraffe sometime. You know, just Google giraffe right now. Just look at a giraffe and say, okay, what was going on with that? You know, where did that, what did that descend from, for gosh sakes? What a combination of ingredients that little guy is. All right, other things are going on. We have interesting people in the news today. Guinness set record setters. We got aardvarks. We got just everything. You know, San Luis City Council. What else? What else we got? Okay. So here we are again. They basically want to jump on kids' snacks at school. Now I have to admit, we didn't have these. We didn't. So I there's no way to relate to it if you're older, at least not in Jersey. But there was no vending machines. You couldn't go and get yourself a candy bar, a bag of chips, or something. So we didn't have that. But now they do it, and they like to have their name on it, and all. There's some kind of a thing, you know, where it's all sponsored. Anyway, but it's to raise money for the schools. But anyway, so now the regulars are saying, okay, we have to control the snack food. Let's see what they're doing. And so this is what somebody said here was, they said the idea of banning unhealthy food choices is paramount to prohibition, and we know how well that went. What they have to do is they have to exercise. That's the most important thing. So some people that are against all these regulations for kids are saying, you know what, it has a lot more to do with exercise than whether or not the kid packs away a package of chips. And again, it's how I'm a fence sitter on this. I don't know. I've actually never seen what's in a vending machine in school. But if it's candy bars and whatnot. keep them awake. There you go. And then, we didn't get to this story the other day, and I felt bad, but then something's happened since we didn't get to the story the other day, and I felt bad. And that's, because I think it was in Saturday or Sunday's paper, and that's Quinexa has been approved by the FDA advisors, so then it has to go through the FDA, and so it'll still be a while before you see it, maybe a year. But this was this drug that was invented by a Los Osos physician to lose weight, and it, they say, now, they have to do other stuff to see if it can kill you. You know, this is important, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't do you any good to except that you look nicer in the casket when you have less weight on you. But the idea is to try to have you lose less weight and then be alive. So they got to do some testing and stuff. But they say it can help you lose 10% of your body weight. I could stand that. For those of us who, and in all fairness, sometimes when you see people that are a little portly or pudgy or whatever, and you say to yourself, like myself, and you say, well, that guy's lazy. That's his problem. Some of us are physically not really able to exercise much at all. Like in my defense and some other people's defense, guys, is we really don't have the capability of doing much, especially when the doctor finally says to you, don't even ride a bicycle anymore, you know, because you're just falling apart and you're a wreck. When the doctor gets to that point, then you say, what is it I can do? You know, and I go, scratch. That's about it. So I try to do a lot of scratching. Yeah. You saying, is that it, Bill? No. The money problems abound all over. College faces unexpected budget woes. Demand to students waivers. Low property taxes leave system $149 million short. California Community College leaders warned Wednesday that an unexpected budget shortfall that could lead to more cuts in courses, staff, and services. And, of course, we have our own problems out of Cuesta College anyway. Unbelievable. It's higher education doesn't seem that high anymore. You know what I mean? It's not up there where it used to be. We have another animal story. Want to do it? Wildlife regulators crack international ring deal on expensive poached products like rhino horns. Federal wildlife investigators in California and other states have cracked an international smuggling ring that trafficked for years in sawed-off rhinoceros horns, which fetched stratospheric prices in Vietnam and China for their supposed cancer-curing powers. More than 150 federal agents and other local enforcement officers raided homes and businesses and arrested several people in a dozen states. By taking out this ring of rhino horn traffickers, we have shut down a major source of black market horn and dealt a serious blow to the rhino horn smuggling both in the U.S. and globally. So anyway, the Fish and Wildlife Service sees more than 1 million cash, 1 million gold bars, diamonds, Rolex watches, 20 rhino horns. Anyway, see, I don't know what would happen if a rhino, so let me just, I don't know the answer to this question, you know, because we mess with nature. There's another story in the paper today about messing with nature and the sea otters and whatnot. Oh, my gosh. But when we mess with nature, you never know what the end result is going to be. So let's say instead of killing the rhino, you know, there was people that were brave enough to jump on a rhino and saw its horn off while it was thrashing its head. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like it would be like a rodeo. And then if the rhino had no horn but it was still alive, you know, could it stay alive without a horn? I think it needs a horn to protect itself. Then, of course, when a rhino comes charging at you, it's a pretty heavy animal. If a rhino charges you without a horn or not a horn, it's not going to do any good. I'm just trying to figure it all out. So here's what happened. Let's get to the otter story right now. We ought to figure out what's going on with this little guy, because this is a huge example once again of mankind meddling where he doesn't belong, taking the bounds of nature and totally screwing it up. Okay. All right. So what they're talking about is the otter. I was almost extinct because it was hunted for its hide, and so then where they have a new thing to eliminate a 24-year-old ban on a no otter zone, and also. In Alaska, the otters can be hunted and then the pelt sold. All right, so they're saying that. But then this is amazing. So they talk about, you know, the otters like to eat scallops and abalone and all that kind of stuff, even though we certainly over-abaloneed our waters years ago. But you get into that. And then they talk about the kelp forest. Now, the kelp forest, which does a lot of good things for the coast, but also the urchins like the kelp forest, and the urchins will destroy a kelp forest if there's too many urchins. So the sea otter's there to help get the urchins off there. Much like the way wolves cull deer and elk populations on land, sea otters eat urchins. But when otter populations are allowed to plummet, urchins are left unchecked. Without any natural predators, urchins can become so numerous that they overgraze the lush kelp forests that will otherwise abound along the West Coast. When this happens, the lost ecological benefits, both to society and the environment, are dramatic. An ever-growing body of research shows that the ecological and economic influence of predators in nature from sea otters to wolves extend well beyond the things they eat. While the debates over managing these species are likely to always be controversial, invoking deep passions on both sides, science provides the basis for policy decisions as it affords a common currency in valuing the perceived costs and benefits for predator conservation. So, you know, it's, what we're basically saying is, you know, we screw things up, and I'm trying to unscrew it, and then, you know, it doesn't work. We're not that good at it, have you noticed? We're not really that good at it. We do more harm than good, it seems. But there's always somebody on any given day to say, well, yeah, but. Client scientist admitted he lied. GLIKE reveals role in releasing documents from group that questioned global warming. A noted California scientist and environmental activist has admitted that he assumed a false identity to obtain and distribute internal documents from a libertarian group and questions climate change. In a statement published in the Huffington Post, Peter GLIKE, president of the Pacific Institute, revealed his role in disseminating a batch of recent fundraising and board meeting documents last week from the Heartland Institute in Chicago. Documents offered a glimpse into an organization active in combating assertions about the severity of climate change. GLIKE apologized, said his judgment was clouded by his frustration with the ongoing efforts, often anonymous, well-funded, and coordinated, to attack climate science. But his admission is sure to intensify a bitter debate between those who accept the scientific consensus on climate change and those who doubt it. It's going to stick. It's going to stick, said Kurt Davies, director of research for the Greenpeace USA. For those people who don't believe climate change is real or think that it's part of some UN conspiracy to control their lives, this will reinforce that view. And those who don't believe that, who think there is a massive conspiracy by corporate and conservative interests to muddy the science, on the side, Peter Glick is a hero for his timidity to do this. So we've gotten nowhere with this. You know, we're neither moving forward nor backward. We're at that stage where, here's where we're at. We're at that stage, luckily, in this country. We're at that stage because now we've gone past the dark ages. So when the earth was flat, and then some people said, no, the earth is round. You know, a lot of them were, they were imprisoned for heresy and whatnot. So the thing is that now, we're at that flat, round debate point. But luckily nobody gets imprisoned or burned at the stake or hung or anything like that. Which is better. I think that makes a little more sense. Yeah. Other things going on. Los Angeles City Council Wednesday. Tony Cardenas spoke at a student's truancy rally Wednesday on the steps of City Hall in L.A. Students late to school will no longer face a $250 fine and handcuffs under an amendment to the much-criticized daytime curfew law approved Wednesday by the City Council. About 100 students, some garbed in orange jail jumpsuits and green graduation grounds, cheered, clapped, and chanted at the council vote unanimously to relax the 1995 ordinance, which may have lambasted it as excessive and unfair because it disproportionately affects black and Latino teenagers in low-income neighborhoods. So, does that mean you can just skip school when you want? Hard to say. All right, let's see what else we got. I want to tell you about Spencer's Fresh Market because I'm taking this trip there today myself. So here you go. Here's the thing right here. Fresh 80% lean ground beef, value pack, 3-pound package or larger, $1.99 a pound. $2 a holler for this 80% lean ground beef. And don't forget they grind it themselves. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. That's why I'm buying my bean Spencer's right there. You got assorted boneless pork chops, prairie fresh, which is absolutely delightful. And Sunny Roost chicken leg quarters, just 79 cents a pound, which is, I say to my wife, I said, you know what? I don't need a whole chicken. I just could eat them legs. I'd be fine with that. Chicken's chicken. You know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned. All right, and then they got some great things going on right here. This is the indoor farmer's market. Tender asparagus, 99 cents a pound. Haas avocados, 2 for a bone. I'll just do some of these. Green peppers are 3 for a dollar. Mild red onions, 3 pounds for a dollar. Fresh crisp cucumbers are 3 for a dollar. A pound bag of table carrots, 3 for a dollar. Sweet grape tomatoes, 2 for $3. And here's some Eat Smart broccoli slaw for just 79 cents a piece. They got mushrooms. They got all the other stuff. And then they got some other great things in here I was going to tell you about, because they got some great values going on. And so where was the thing that caught my eye I wanted to tell you about?
Oh, here it is, right here. Right here. Dreyer's fruit bars are $3.49 for a big old box of fruit bars, 12-count package. And then in the baker's corner, they have La Brea sourdough baguettes. They have two for $5 cottage hearth bread. And then they have Springfield hamburger hot dog buns, which you might as well get some hamburger buns if you're going to go ahead and get some of the hamburger for $1.39. And then here's a Bonaire's lemon meringue pie for $5.99. All kinds of other meats and goodies and stuff. Spencer's Own Pork Linguica, nothing finer in the whole wide world for $2.99 a pound, which is a great price. And all kinds of other meaty, wonderful things. In the deli department right now, they have macaroni and cheese for $2.99 a pound. They have boneless chicken wings for $3.99 a pound. Barbecue beans with bacon for $2.49 a pound. And you get a Spencer's Tri-Tip sandwich, $5.99 each, and it's made on this yummy cheddar and jalapeno roll. I'd pay $5.99 for that. Spencer's, they're great. They have all the local stuff, too. Don't forget, Slow Roasted Coffee is there for you every single time you go shopping. So get yourself the local things that are absolutely wonderful at Spencer's, plus all the other things that you love, plus their IGA products that save you a lot of money. In San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Aurora Grande, and San Marino. It's all right there. It's all right there for you. For you. Is that everything? All right, so this is, we got another story here, but this is one of those things I'm going to have to click on. It's going to have to go around and around, you know, I just keep watching the wheels go. Oh, see, that does that start, and then it does a stop, and then it wants to start again. But it's coming. This has to do with Hollywood High School.
Hollywood High is Hollywood history. Alumni include Judy Garland, Lana Turner, and Mickey Rooney, Carol Burnett, James Garner, and Cher. Now a new generation of Hollywood High students pursued their dreams of stardom. But this production is in full color. This is how Hollywood High students looked in the 1940s. Today, as many as 30 languages are spoken by students here. Even Principal Jaime Morales is an immigrant from Nicaragua.
Hollywood always has struck me as a place where it doesn't matter where you're from, or it doesn't matter what you believe in, you are welcome here.
Sophomore Roger Neal, whose father is white and mother black, says he usually felt like an outsider before Hollywood High.
Everyone just comes together and they, like, accept you. The first time you walk on campus, they accept you. And I, you know, I've never had that happen to me before.
Ibiyemi Famoloni was born in Nigeria.
I want to learn a lot of languages, so it's cool having people from Hispanic backgrounds or even Armenian backgrounds. And I have a friend who's Greek, and I want to learn her language.
Carla Samayoa's parents fled a civil war in El Salvador. Now she's editor of the school paper and about to be valedictorian.
I feel like that's what immigrants bring here. They bring fresh blood, fresh ideas. They prevent America from becoming stagnant. They bring progress.
But they also bring challenges. Farah Billah immigrated from Bangladesh 3 years ago. She's resisted pressure from her parents to wear a hijab and agree to an arranged marriage.
That's not an issue for me because I'm going to be a doctor.
She cherishes rights many Americans take for granted.
I'm so glad to be here and have my rights to talk, and no one gonna say that, oh, you're saying this wrong.
Maria, as we'll call her, was sent to the United States when she was 6 months old, illegally by her mother, who was unmarried, uneducated, and barely surviving by cleaning houses in Mexico.
I'm just like any other teenager trying to succeed in life, trying to go for my goals.
Now Maria is thriving at Hollywood High, but facing an uncertain future. She can't afford college, and her illegal status blocks her from receiving most financial aid.
I've tried so hard, and to think that I won't be able to go on because I don't have the money for it.
But most of the students say they relish being in this true melting pot, including Alex Mashensky, whose parents are from Russia and Ukraine.
I've learned to speak with different people, learn how to talk with them, how to interact with them, and maybe that could further, like, in the future, that could help me maybe get a job.
We try to make you at home. Doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter what you believe in, because we believe that everybody needs an education.
And a chance, perhaps, at being a star. Casey Wyand, CNN, Los Angeles.
Remember that melting pot you always heard about right there? There it is at Hollywood High. Pretty amazing.
What a great story that is. Everything's going on today. Your bill, Talk is Cheap, 1340 KYNS, and we're looking at what's going on and commenting on what's happening also as we go along. Now, this is a story that's important to a lot of people, and rightfully so. And so here's the way they're putting this. They're saying the court, the high court, the Supreme Court, seems to support the Stolen Valor Act. It makes it illegal to lie about military honors. At one time, a case arose from a lie told in 2007 by this guy, Xavier Alvarez, who said he had a Purple Heart and all, I mean, a Congressional Medal of Honor, all that. And that was false, and Alvarez was prosecuted in 2005 law, the Stolen Valor Act, which makes it a crime to say falsely that one has been awarded any decorations or authorized by Congress or the Armed Forces of the United States. Alvarez argued that his remarks were protected by his First Amendment. His case ran into trouble as it emerged that many justices accepted two fundamental propositions. First, most of the justices seemed to accept the First Amendment does not protect calculated falsehoods to cause at least some kinds of harm. Second, there seems to be something like a consensus that the government has a substantial interest in protecting the integrity of its military award system. But you would think the military would have the opportunity to think. I was trying to think of other things that are similar. If you, let's say you were good with animals, okay? And so you hung a shingle that said you'd been to veterinary school and you had a degree in veterinary and you'd worked on animals. Then it turns out that you had lied. You know, is that acceptable? If the people find, can people be prosecuted for that? I think they can. So I don't know why one's freedom of speech and one isn't. But I don't know a lot of stuff, so there it is. Right. All right, other things are going on. Remember the students who were pepper sprayed at UC Davis? Ah, yes, they filed a lawsuit, of course. 19 students and alumni represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit against UC Davis Chancellor Linda Cate and other administrators. The legal actions that led his fallout from the November 18th incident. Viewed widely online videos on the incident generated national outrage and called for the chancellor's resignation. I'm going to tell you the truth. I still have problems with that. I still don't think it really has to do with the chancellor. It has to do with who's ever running the campus police department. And obviously they didn't have the right training or something. I don't know what they didn't have any sense of anything that I can see. And so that's who should, if there's someone to be let go and fired, that would be the people that should be let go and fired, in my opinion. But there's always the thing, you know, the person at the top. But see, in every other case, you know, people at the top, they always duck it. Why shouldn't chancellors duck it? Okay. Now, here's an amazing story. This is like, you're kidding. The mayor and police director of New Jersey's largest city said Wednesday the New York Police Department misled their city and never told them it was conducting a widespread spying operation on Newark's Muslim neighborhoods. Had they known, they said they never would have allowed it. In mid-2007, the NYPD's secret demographics unit fanned out across Newark, photographing every mosque and eavesdropping in Muslim businesses. The findings were cataloged in a 60-page report obtained by the Associated Press that served as a police guidebook to Newark's Muslims. There was no mention of terrorism or any criminal wrongdoing. Newark Mayor Cory Booker reacted strongly on Wednesday. It is deeply offensive to me to do the blanket surveillance for no reason other than religious affiliation. So it's interesting that the part that makes it most fascinating to me is the fact that NYPD was involved in going to North New Jersey to do it. That's kind of weird. All right, other things going on. Washington State cannot force pharmacies to sell Plan B or other emergency contraceptives. A federal judge ruled Wednesday, saying the state's true goal was to suppress religious objections by druggists, not to promote timely access for the medication for people who need them. U.S. District Judge Ronald Layton sided with a pharmacy and two pharmacists who said state rules requiring them to dispense Plan B violate their constitutional rights to freedom of religion because such drugs can destroy a fertilized egg which they consider equal to abortion. Washington's rules and require that pharmacies stock and dispense drugs for which there is demand. Now, here's the interesting thing. We're back to this again. I went out of my way to look up this Plan B affair and see what it does. And here's where this gets, now I've learned since, I've done more research. This is where it gets kind of dicey. This is where I'll admit it's dicey for people that say, you know what, a fertilized ovum is, in fact, a human being. Okay? Even if it's two cells, one cell, two cells. I don't care what, one cell. So a fertilized ovum is a human being. What the morning after pill does is it protects the, how do I say this, it prevents the fertilized egg from implanting itself in the womb. And therefore, it never gets a foothold and it can never grow, and then it just dies off and goes away. And so so now you're once again on this in this territory of, you know, limbo. Limb for some people. Limbo land. The other thing is this, though. This is where the Obama administration caved, and I felt very bad they did this. And this is when they said, instead of just making it available to people, you know, without a prescription, and then they said, well, you don't want them to confuse it with a bubble gum they're buying next to it. They're like, please, please help me out, please. That's just the dumbest thing in the whole wide world. So that way, clinicians and pharmacists, they wouldn't have to prescribe it. They don't have to prescribe it. It's something that you just buy. And then we wouldn't have this issue at all. But I guess if we need to make an issue out of something, we do good at it. We're awfully good at making issues out of things that don't have to be issued. But okay. National Mall of Washington, D.C. has a groundbreaking and construction begins on a new $500 million Smithsonian Museum showcasing African-American contributions to culture. It's scheduled to open in 2015. And this started way back. A National African American Museum was first proposed by Black Civil War veterans nearly 100 years ago, and one of its sponsors began sponsoring it back in 1987, soon after he was elected to Congress. President George W. Bush signed the legislation into law in 2003, after it won support from other conservative Republicans. All the speakers, including President Barack Obama and Lonnie G. Bunch, the museum's director, referred to the nation's ugly history of slavery and racism, the triumphant American spirit, the notion the museum was not only about black history, but also about U.S. history, which would have to be definitely true. Generation remember that sometimes difficult, often inspirational, but always central role African Americans have played in the life of our country, Obama said. He added that he wanted his daughters, Sasha and Malia, to see the Tuskegee Airmen and their other historical figures like Harriet Tubman, not as larger-than-life individuals, but examples of how ordinary Americans can do extraordinary things. I think it's going to be a most compelling part of the Smithsonian Institution. I think to have it held up in your face and say, here, think of what we've done in our history and what could have happened and what did happen, and I think that's pretty cool.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Some senators have evacuated their state offices over threatening letters with powder inside.
The Senate Sergeant at Arms is warning Senate offices to take this threat seriously, to handle his mail carefully, because even though several of these letters have been tested and have been shown to be harmless, the threat still exists.
At CBS's Nancy Cordes, the letters threaten a biological attack. The building in Burlington, Vermont that houses Senator Patrick Leahy's local offices was evacuated. Senators Pat Toomey in Philadelphia and Joe Lieberman's Hartford, Connecticut office reported receiving such mailings, too. Eventually, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Bashar al-Assad will step down in Syria.
If I were a betting person for the medium term and certainly the long term, I would be betting against Assad.
Secretary Clinton in London said there will be a breaking point in Syria, and the opposition, she believes, will grow stronger and go on the offensive.
There will be increasingly capable opposition forces.
Members of the Syrian National Council have been invited to the Tunis summit. The U.S. and its allies are hoping to work with its members to bring together Syria's fractured opposition movement. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq is blamed for a four-hour rampage killing at least 55 people, including school children, at the State Department, Mark Toner.
The Iraqi security forces have stood up to these kinds of attacks and faced these kinds of threats before, and we're confident that they can do so again.
Army Private Bradley Manning did not enter a plea today or make a decision on trial by jury or by judge in the WikiLeaks scandal.
There was one unscripted moment as the arraignment ended. A man in the courtroom shouted out, "Isn't a soldier required to report a war crime?" That seems to be a reference to a video that was among the items given to WikiLeaks, footage of a 2007 Apache helicopter attack that killed a number of civilians in Baghdad.
CBS's Pam Coulter. This just in from Hillsborough, North Carolina. Former Senator John Edwards' mistress has settled her lawsuit with his former aide over sex tapes of her and Edwards. Bottom line is, she gets ownership. President Obama talked about his future plans for trying to help bring down gasoline prices. As for the campaign,
since it's an election year, they're already dusting off their three-point plan for $2 gas. And I'll save you the suspense. Step one is to drill, and step two is to drill. And then step three is to keep drilling.
A new Quint poll indicates if the election were held today, Mr. Obama would beat all comers. Oil prices today nearly $108 a barrel, and this Peter Buttigieg.
I don't know that I would necessarily blame the Obama administration for where gasoline prices are today, but certainly they can't say that they've done anything to avoid them.
On Wall Street today, the Dow gained about 46 points, the NASDAQ up almost 24, the S&P up number 5. This is CBS News.
What does his home look like? It looks like PP with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, may make for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Live from Progressive. I'm here today, and I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's like grand canyon of discounts. It's the right way to keep cash in your pocket. It's so big, astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates may fulfill your high prices vary based on how you buy a Snapshot. It's not available in all states.
New York Knicks sensation Jeremy Lin has a contract and a new apartment with a view of the Statue of Liberty.
What do you call it when an undrafted point guard or carver scores up to 38 points in a game, Lin? Now, New York Knicks Jeremy Lin wants to own Lin's sanity. He's filed a request for trademark catchphrase. He was the first to file. The lawyers gives a 22-year-old source called up Lin's sanity and Ed and an eagle battle over the phrase. Heather Walsh, CBS News.
A little girl named Hope went for a walk in the middle of the night and she's three. Police in Baileyville, Maine say they think she was confused by a dream, got dressed, and walked a mile from the grocery store where she thought her mommy was buying pizza. She was found outside the locked, closed store crying. Police followed her little footprints in the snow. The girl's last name, by the way, is Trot. Hope Trot. Harley Cox, CBS News.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Verihuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Verihuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Verihuda.com/backup to try Verihuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Verihuda.com/backup.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at local Ford dealer.
What doesn't include?
That list is probably very short.
What about our apartment? Church
at Five Ports Oil, Texas. These things are supposed to be sex for a participating Ford dealer. Visit FordDealer.com for rebate details. 33112.
Thank you.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Karen Scott Audiology. Now in her new location, 3220 South Garrett, Suite 321 in San Luis Obispo, next to the DMV. Talk to Karen Scott. I've been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborn to your grandparent. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleep hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starter, Phonic, Wilex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial treatment. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
Wow, now San Luis Diagnostic Center has a new MR scanner to meet everyone's needs. If you're somewhat claustrophobic or simply uncomfortable being placed in a small tube, you can choose the brand new 3-tesla open MRI. This new gold standard in MRI imaging was previously available only at research institutions such as the Mayo Clinic. Now available locally at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the most open, ultra-high-paced scanner in the world. And its state-of-the-art technology can diagnose diseases far earlier. With radiologists specially trained in the interpretation of neurologic and bone and joint diseases, San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an uncompromising combination of technology and physician expertise. The next time your doctor recommends that you have an MRI, insist on the next. The ultra-high-field open MRI, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center. All major insurances accessible.
I'm going to go back to this and talk to Chief Superintendent of the Government 1340 KYNS News. I thank you very much for the last pass there at 1 o'clock on this gorgeous day. I'm inspired. Can I help? I can't help myself. Two things are on my mind. I was absolutely inspired by the Hollywood High story and the fact that these people all, and I'm sure everybody doesn't get along. I'm saying that kind of thing. But that seemed to be very, very, very pretty cool as far as school. And kids, from different backgrounds and so on, and I thought that was kind of fun. And so then remember they redid Me of the World, and I played it once on the thing, and then I had people call and say, don't play it, but because of the Hollywood High story, I can't help but that's what's been doing on play. But it redone, not the Michael Jackson version, but the other one that came later for Evie, I think it was, and Me of the World.
Thank you. I simply gave up my seat in exchange for an airline voucher.
And you
skydiving where I would purposely get stuck in the middle of the country earning airline dollars.
Where did I go?
Tokyo to Mexico City, San Juan, Puerto Rico, to Amsterdam, to Venice, Italy, vacation, vacations in 2 weeks last year.
And you saved almost, I believe, $100,000 on this trip. How did you do that? How did you manage to do that?
Basically, airfares was $600 for airfares, that was $800 for combined airline vouchers to cover the airfare. At the same time, I also used my airline non-hotel loan on the hotels worldwide. Hotel rooms that were $4 or $5 a night, since I used the mileage, and it was all about the mileage. It was all about the mileage.
Wow, and so what were you paying for? Basically food, but you had your hotel and you had airfare covered for these busy trips.
That's right. On all the trips out of the country, it was always $100 in my pocket. If foreign currency that was for postcards or any small expenses out there, it was always $100.
All right, Chris, so you got to help us out here because we all want to save some cash here, and I guess I'm just not doing it the right way. Smart right here. We want to know what we've been doing. Tell us, give us a few tips here to make it happen on the cheap.
You know, most importantly, spring break, a lot of summer trips. And the airline ticket is expensive, so the family can afford that vacation can do for free. It's just a simple amendment awards to the airline. Do you need any volunteer? Give up your seat. The vacation can be free.
Wow, and you also mentioned as well about choosing planes that are small.
Small planes are also important if you pick routes, say, for instance, from Atlanta to Dayton, Ohio. Typically, the return flights going back to Hub City. Those flights are always full. Less flights, not a big plane, so you have the option to be flexible. By volunteering, you get routes to Detroit, you can get routes to Minneapolis. Choose to get to Atlanta with the opportunity to earn a lot of money on vouchers.
And how does it work if you can actually use layovers? How does that work?
Say, for instance, like from New York to JFK to Los Angeles, typically with one flight, a non-stop flight, I would do a triple connection in one day, Denver or Chicago, getting to my final destination.
That's amazing. That's pretty amazing stuff. A federal advisory panel that's all U.S. adults to get vaccinated against whooping cough found out on Wednesday to expand its recommendation, which means all those 65 and older who haven't gotten whooping cough shots as an adult. And it's good advice because it can do you, you know, especially if it's older. And then since they get older, this is interesting. Some people live there because they were not happy. They were unhappy about it. I just, it's tongue in cheek to me. It's like, no. It's not worth getting upset about. Okay, I don't know if somebody else is opinion. Yes, and tell you what they felt, what they thought. Age is inevitable. Well, I'm sure that Suzanne Davis was only 22 years old. I'd be offended if I got greedy and old people can't collapse. A36, I think, is the only first one she did. Back then, our aging bird brains described as it was age 65 as adult brain users and serious slur on an entire demographic group. Davis and others would find it uncommon to describe themselves in this way or create an enormous disservice to his peers. Ms. Davis may be happily retired here back there in the South County where she enjoys watching bird feeders, but others in his age group, which is almost mine, may need to want to remain in the workforce, not to mention remain wild animal spectrum members of our society. Which is a little bit the harsh right there because you're not disrespecting our society because you're older than I know of. The spreadsheet remarks are based solely on the community of birthdays are derogatory for those who still understand that Suzanne Davis' column on the company headlines as aging is related to racism and sexism. Let's give it a rest. Can't remember what else just going on.
Okay.
So that's sort of thing that I don't know. Because I know you're not at that age yet. The person was in the when you get there, you know, when you get here, you start notice that you're forgetting your names. You know, I haven't brain in the word that you choose or whatever it is, but you know, things start starting to I guess I'm supposed to be mad at more people than I know.
Pakistan, of course, there's protests. This is about the Quran. And so seven dying on the second day of the Afghan protests. This is insanity. Israeli court reports military expansion of tensions like the rise of law involving Jewish religious studies is ruled unconstitutional. Israel's Supreme Court has invalidated the law of licensing for military service both for Orthodox Jews engaged in religious studies and an emergency to government negotiations with religious parties in law equitable distribution of burdens of citizenship. 63 decisions handed out late Tuesday declared the so-called Tal law unconstitutional at a time of growing tensions in Israel over replacing ultra-Orthodox. The law of Texas 2002 granted exemptions to tens of thousands of religious academy students. It was widely viewed as a failure, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered cities that not be renewed when it expired in the summer. So it kind of acts like draft, but then they say, you do not exist no matter what. And in Israel, anybody but these particular people are citizens of the territories they serve. Man, woman, whatever they may be. That's 17 local health workers were fired after their part in a scheme the CIA orchestrated attempt to confirm that Al-Qaeda had found Osama bin Laden's high-level compound in the Pakistani town of Abbottabad, a health officials' town said Wednesday. Low-ranking health department employees were punished for helping a Pakistani doctor, Shaquille Friedman, undertake to turn down a fake vaccination campaign and say they will obtain a DNA sample and prove in Laden's presence in the compound. So it's like we're back in the Pakistani thing about, you know, the... Diver searches and capsized Costa Concordia cruise ship found eight bodies. Italy's National Civil Protection Agency, which is monitoring the operation of Tuscany, said that four of the bodies had been recovered. Those were one of the girl and the person whose sex had not been identified. Because of course, there's one of the divers who wanted to believe that there were the other four bodies. So they found them on the one of the passengers and exits. And former Director of Hosni Mubarak faces charges of killing some more than protesters during the Arab Spring Revolution last year to hear his sentence in June. Federal criminal court said June 6th is the date to read the murder of Mubarak. His two sons and his former interior minister stood in
The Sea Venture's Jordan restaurant in Pismo Beach is celebrating a leap year in February, month of romance, and invites you to visit the most romantic location in Central Coast this month. The Sea Venture Hotel is featuring the Leap Into Love package all month long. Make sure that special someone knows you care with a getaway that includes an overnight stay and a room with a private coffee, hot tub, and fireplace, champagne and wine, specialty chocolates, and a gift book. Start the next day off right with a breakfast delivered to your room. All this was $159 Sunday through Thursday. And the Sea Venture restaurant is celebrating Valentine's Day in a big way with a fantastic three-course dinner overlooking the beach and ocean. And for the entire month of February, Chef Casey Walcott has created a romantic and exciting aphrodisiac menu that is paired with outstanding Central Coast wines as well. So visit for a relaxing overnight stay or make a romantic dinner date in the month of February. Leap Into Love, the most romantic beach location on the Central Coast. The Sea Venture. Make reservations now and make someone happy. The best on the beach, Pismo Beach.
I'm Art Emmer, host of our guest show, The Great American Songbook of Praise.
I'm co-host Shereen. You're listening to Art's DVD, Getting to the Church on Time, from Frank and Frankie, celebration of Sinatra romantic jazz.
Frank gifted me a singing lesson, and this week, colleague John Deanna and Carmen Rodini will pass a robot to Daniel Wyvern. Hollywood's legendary composers, producers, engineers, John Clinton Dirty Dancing, explain how they created the soundtracks of our life.
This is part two of our three-part series, made possible by our generous sponsors, Dandino Vineyards and Sellers, Doug Coleman, Coleman Friends and Sisters, Roxanne's Burke and Slaw, Sculptura Winery and Sculpture Garden.
Saturday at 1 p.m., Sunday at 5 p.m.
That thing that I knew in the world was running around very, very. This is Christina Lafour on that network called and the world's most insensitive work crowd for writers and it's helping us. It's very much as they do. Hello,
sure, sure. Tell us more about the Marie UCI. You spent some time on her on various assignments over the last several decades. That's why, Father, we shared some of the same trenches over the last couple of decades. And many of his fellow allies, as you reported very, very frequently today, was really indomitable. She had that incredible passion to do the right thing, to do what this extreme profession demands. And that is to report truth and to humanize these terrible conflicts and these terrible wars. Those pictures that she we just showed there of the three-year-old boy, the words that we say of Marie, when she talked to CNN earlier, really epitomized what she strongly believed in and what she gave her life for. Because she did give her life simply to tell the truth and to be there and to bear witness. And that is the most important thing, particularly when these crises are unfolding in darkness. We need some more light. That is the most respected transparency and the most respected disrespected. And I really would hope that the Syrian government changing this policy allows journalists in to report this story.
And you know, you mentioned Marie Coleman's courage, her bravery. Some of them are arguing war reports are including them. You know them, right? I know you know. Wrote a wonderful tribute to Marie Coleman saying maybe she thought Syria was too dangerous. Marie Coleman said she doesn't remember in recent memory. More dangerous perhaps since in Chechnya.
Well, I think that's absolutely the case. Many journalists have said that it's been very difficult to get in. CNN has got in, a few others have gotten in, and have done heroic work. It reminds me, I suppose, of Bosnia in the old days, really. Now, 20 years ago, in April, the war in Bosnia was similar. Siege, medieval style, overwhelming power, shelling, sniping civilians in the cities and towns. And you know that it took so long, took years, for the world to respond beyond humanitarian. Well, now there's not even a humanitarian response in Syria yet by the international community. So I do hope that the UN international humanitarian leaders you just mentioned, Jane Amos, also Nabil Pillay of the UN, I hope they are able to negotiate humanitarian corridors. It's very easy. And of course, one very important thing, when one bears witness to these kinds of crimes, when you see women and children being attacked, these are crimes against humanity. And those who perpetrate them will one day be held accountable. And that also is the value of this first-hand eyewitness that correspondents like Marie have given their life.
And you know, you mentioned Bosnia and Chechnya as well. What we didn't have then and what we have now are these citizen journalists, these amateur videographers who were bakers and farmers just a few months ago. And now they're shooting these clips that they're uploading on YouTube, and it gives us a window into what's going on in Bosnia. Ramiel Sayed lost his life doing just that. So it's also these amateur citizen journalists who are helping us understand the story.
Of course it is today. It's also people like Ramiel Sayed and all the others who have been killed doing this work. But also remember that one of the perils, one of the things you have to be careful about, and really careful about, is you cannot just depend on social media. Even the way those citizens are, journalists have to get independent, first-hand eyewitness, corroborate fact-check. And this is what Marie was doing.
Marie Coleman lost her life of her own sister. Amazing sister. They're doing something now that I just thought was interesting. They're doing something I've not seen anywhere since before. They have a big banner on the top, and there's an advertiser banner. And so here MetLife has an ad, and they have Schroeder as a Tina Fey piano. And if you click the play, it says, help Schroeder with his big performance. Oh, I see. Facebook and keyboard. San Jose committed a collision of 2 years ago to helicopters along the Arizona California border, officials said. The crash occurred during routine training operations last night. Marine Corps says the state collision which occurred near the Marine Corps Air Station Yuma involved an AH-1A Super Cobra attack helicopter and a QU utility chopper. Aircraft had a part of a 30-minute airport plane raised in San Francisco, California. Speed of light might still be a little low. Okay, maybe we can't get past the speed of light. I really wasn't trying to. J.K. Rowling is going to publish his first adult novel, and still just Harry Potter and the Happy Potter Rats. She's just going to produce a new thing, and I'll tell you what it is. But she's just going to. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling published all ages of the books about the boy who lived, but her next work is specified specifically for adults, publishers, and grammar since Thursday. This will be Rowling's first adult novel, but other than that, little is known about her new effort. Publisher says there's information about the life and the story for release dates to come later this year. Rowling on the state date and international actually started actually on the 7-month Harry Potter story, said the state date for review. Our fiction will definitely be departures from Harry and the Hogwarts crew. So that's for that, that'll be a whole other ball of wax. Which reminds me of Ticket Magazine today. I can't tell you this. I said this when I heard this movie was coming out. I think I was talking to Jim G last Friday. I talked to Jim G again tomorrow. And I think we'll also have my friend Reedy in right afternoon to talk what's going on in that Capitalist News this week. But here we go. Here's how they started this review. Bruce Springer, Spirit of Vengeance, was by Nicolas Cage. And so here's how they say it. Nobody else takes Nicolas Cage seriously as an actor these days, so why should he? Better embarrassed, embrace the embarrassments of the performances have become, and freak out with a range of gusto in the process. That's how they describe it. But I guess, you know, the bean counters say, you know, we can make it, I can put this thing out, don't spend much money making it, we can put it out there, and maybe we can actually make it. Cage is so bad that the case is going in a bad sort of way. What's striking is that he appears so darn content that this is the weird path his career has taken. In that regard, Cage is much different from Ghost Rider. In purpose, his bombs seems to be getting going down in flames. He has made some real
But the people that are using the offenders don't care.
This reminder that, hey, they realize you're doing something that's really screwed.
They're doing something that's really screwed.
They know they're doing it. They're doing it deliberately, and they don't care. And so what he's talking about is over in West Inlet, in Los Osos, the people are abandoning boats there. So last year, when they had 200 volunteers, cleaned up 286 boats. Last year, they were doing it again this Saturday. And it says at least 100 boats in what is now being called Boat Creek. The problem is that West Indian is one of the few tidal areas in the state of California that's privately owned. The people that own it don't mind if you put your boat there. They don't want your trailer there, but they don't mind if you put your boat there. But, you know, this was my name, and here's the, I don't know what the facts were, but they're right here, 42.1. Let's see. As for boat registration, here's the drill. All vessels must be registered except boats that are manned and propelled. Sailboats with 8 feet or shorter, or boats from outside the state that are registered in other states, and sailboats. Finally, absolutely no travelers allowed on historical property. If you don't have contact information or a state license about that, well, this boat will be tagged by Saturday and removed after 60 days under County Code Section 8.24, which allows abatement and removal as a public nuisance and abandoning with dismantling and appropriate vessels. I'm sorry, not vessels. You could be on the boat for the cost of your boat as you come to that. If you like using Questlove Inlet as a launch for small boat and want to leave it there for convenience sake, permanently fix your contact information on the problem solved. So what they're saying is to put in a bag or something and tape it to the side some information about who you are and what your genome number is so that you can do research and the boat has to be moved. But then people won't do that. Fundraiser event to strike out stigma Ebola on the over 3 weekends in March because the center was a hot model of a suicide mission in the health crisis line. The event has been held for 30 years and also support other programs operated by Transitions from the Health Association.
I mentioned this one because
Hot Hot was the first people to start this Ebola on stuff. We have more and more and more and more. And I was one of the first people to get cases in the emergency teams that were in the very first one. There were 16 people in the very first one. And then I created this amazing thing. It took to years, just months, weeks, and then everybody else says, you know what, we can do this all the time. And then it's the same thing that brought up filtering and delivering what they did. Other things, high court provided by the suicide Medicaid cuts, which is important to a lot of people right now. Here's one of the five that cuts to California's multi-billion-dollar health care program in court until this Wednesday, when the U.S. Supreme Court kicked the case back to the lower court. Supreme Court's 5-4 decision allows medical providers to continue suing to stop the cuts, which would lower reimbursement rates for doctors who participate in the state's Medi-Cal program. And they don't get much. Unless it's somebody who's and underhanded tactics for climate costs. We saw talk about climate change this year. It was on board, it was not on board. And here's this is interesting. Yesterday we just had a story that says that the median price of a home is now the lowest it's been in the United States since forever. And now it's home sales show you sign my life. Here's the fact that homes are selling at the fastest clip in nearly 2 years. It was the first time the buyers entered the market. So what we're seeing is that these are foreclosed homes in a lot of Muslims. And so, you make an offer, you can buy them from some of the bank, and the bank is actually offering. And so, it's called short sales. So they're saying that these things are actually taking off a bit. And so, people are saying, you know what, if I can bring this home for this price, I'm short sales. And that's just this big money. Other things going on. Here's the thing. This should make me just weep. U.S. oil inventory, the highest in 5 months. Supplies increased by 1.5 million barrels a week in Friday. Companies that increase their shipments to Cushing, Oklahoma, will require from New York trader futures before the planned June reversal of 500-mile pipeline, which will allow oil from the mid-continent to reach the Gulf of Mexico. Imports of Canadian crude surged to a record in November as U.S. output rose to 8 and high. That has nothing to do with the price of such a pain in the pump.
And here's a common gumball rally stuck in neutral. It says, guess what? By chewing gum, people are buying. Customers have struggled with the gumball business and the challenges face the entire chewing gum industry. Out of all gums sold in the U.S., was expected to be static at 2011 compared with the previous year.
Many gumball machines are going to be used with one ball sold in the quarter.
They use for recurring reasons.
I don't know. Williams says that about 45% of gumball machines operated by clients now also dispense small toys. Only about 27% sold out gumballs and the rest stock of candy and other items. Research figures that gumballs are hard to come by, as you can imagine. This is a story for its come by. Add the rising price of sugar to those rolls, unlike normal toys by technology, stands of any machines for which prices can be easily adjustable. Fashion gumball machines usually accept some one kind of coin, like it's a penny, not tied to a quarter, and that makes it tough to implement incremental price increases. And plus, I'll say that people are going to use much more than the drugs by catalogs and all that stuff.
Now, this is you say, Bill. Have you heard this up close and personal?
Yes, I have.
I have a piece of chicken.
And we have a place in San Luis Obispo called Uncle Tom's Toys. It has one of those fancy gumball machines you also have to order.
And then when you put the thing rotates, spins, and it goes down the spiral thing, up a conveyor belt, and all this gumball takes this long trip, and it falls out of the bottom a half minute later.
But,
I knew there was a recession in the gumball business because the last time I lived there, which was Christmas time, for 25 cents, you got two gumballs.
For today, that's a wrap.
There's a beautiful afternoon, when you get off of work, it's just a nice little bit of dinner as well. Let's get together again tomorrow. We're going to get the end of the game. We'll have a Friday, and we're going to get together again. Until then, man, we're going to happy to have a little bit of everything here.
This is Talk Streaking. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Bellicott.
Happy Friday. My phone.